Hello, welcome to the Self-Learning Platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 12, Religious and Communal Movements. And our topic is Christian Religious and Communal Movements. Today, Christianity is generally perceived to be associated with the legacy of Western rule, which forced its religion upon Indians during the colonial period. However, the fact should be noted that Indian Christians are as old as Christianity itself. Sir Thomas, the direct disciple of Jesus Christ, came to India and preached Christianity here soon after the death of Christ, that is in 52 AD. After that, many missionaries from different parts of the world preached Christian faith in India. The England missionaries came to India very late. In general, it is believed that a missionary is a person for others, one who stands for justice, spreads the message of equality and love, and cares for the downtrodden. But some authors describe Christianity in India as an offshoot of British rule and relate it with the religion of the oppressive and immoral whites and the missionaries being their representatives. However, Christianity, with its charitable, educational, and medical institutions, has been able to woo the masses to a great extent. The issue of discord between Christians and Hindus or Christians and Muslims have been the issues related to conversion. Christians have been target of attacks by Hindu Tawa forces, especially the RSS, VHP, and Bajrang Dal. The Hindu Tawa forces argue that the Christians have to Indianize themselves. In March 2001, K.S. Sudarshan, the head of the RSS, stated that Muslims and Christians should serve their links with the Mecca and the Pope and the instead become Swadeshi. He also stated that Christians should reinterpret their scriptures in a manner more in keeping with Hindu cultural norms. Catholics strongly reacted to these kind of statements. The Archbishop of Delhi pointed out that the Indian Christian Church is 2000 years old, traditionally dating from the Apostle Thomas. And that although the spiritual head was the Pope, the day-to-day administration of the church was entirely in Indian hands. Along with the issues of discord, there have been some attempts to resolve the differences between the Hindutva forces and Christians. On September 1st, 2003, the Times of India reported about the talk which took place between the RSS and the Catholic Bishops Conference in India. The two met in Nagpur on August 22, 2003, and further talks were scheduled. But the attempts to lessen the tensions between the Christians and the RSS took a turn for the worse when RSS Chief K.S. Sudarshan called on Muslims and Christians to reinterpret their scriptures and change their leadership. The Catholic Bishops' Conference expressed shock and surprise at the statement made by Sudarshan in Nagpur. According to the October 31, 2003 online edition of The Hindu, the church was also offended by Sudarshan's observation that the leadership of the Christian and Muslim communities has remained in the hands of the conflict mongers. In the opinion of the Bishops' Conference Secretary General, Archbishop Oswald Gracius, these observations only strengthen the hands of forces opposed to dialogue. Now we are going to discuss Sikh religion and communal movements. Founded on the traditions of Bhakti movement of the 15th and 16th century, the Sikh religion became a powerful source of the mobilization of the Sikh community in the 20th century. The Shiromani Akali Dal and Shiromani Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee, SGPC, were two principal organizations which mobilized Sikhs on the religious line during the first of the 20th century. The Shiromani Akali Dal launched a Shosho religious movement in the 1920s to liberate the Gurdwaras from the control of Mahants and landed aristocracy. As a result, the British government gave the SGPC a statutory status. Even after the independence, the Akali Dal continued to mix religion with politics. In order to maintain separate Sikh identity and to make the community powerful in the political arena, Master Tara Singh, the most prominent leader of Akali Dal up to 1962, viewed it exclusively in terms of political interest of the community. He described the then existing situation as a serious threat to the existence of the Sikh community. In a statement, he maintained, "Now the circumstances have so altered that we have been saved from Muslim domination, but we have been absolutely trapped under Hindu domination. We cannot survive under Hindu domination." In 1967, the Congress was defeated in the election and the Akali Dal formed the government in coalition with the BJS and the communist parties. But during 1967-1971, the Akali Dal ministry fell thrice and there was constant instability due to the intra-factionalism in the Akali Dal. Intense factional feuds in the Dal manifested in the increasing pressure for reversion to politics of religion and culture during this period, but the ruling leadership, however, managed to maintain ascendancy of secular material consensus and consideration of power in the secular political domain of the state. Even in that process, it had to reconcile late with the Tara Singh faction. The Batala Resolution of 1968 and the Anandpur Sahib Resolution of 1973, which meant in substance the adoption of Master Tara Singh's group Sikh Homeland thesis as the goal of Akali Dal, proves this point. From 1977 to 1980, the Akali Dal enjoyed effective power in the secular political domain of the state, along with control over SGPC. In the 1970s, the Akali Dal challenged the domination of Congress in Punjab politics. In order to meet this challenge, the Congress used the services of Sikh religious leaders, including Sant Jarnail Singh Bhindranwala in 1980s assembly elections. Realizing their political significance, the Sikh religious leaders asserted their autonomy and demanded their share in arena of political power. This gave rise to the competitive politics among political parties, Congress, Akali, and religions and militant leaders to use religion on one hand and movement for Khalistan, a Sikh homeland, on the other. The changing religious, cultural, and economic situation and involvement of the political people settled in other countries provided fillip to this movement. The large-scale violence, which included terrorism, Operation Blue Star, assassination of political leaders and activists, anti-Sikh riots in Delhi in 1984 were some of the repercussions of use of Sikh religion in politics. This set a new trend in Indian politics. Now, summary of the unit. To sum up, the discussion on this unit clearly points out that India, which has been a land of religions, is bound to be influenced by religious practices, beliefs, and rituals. Religions being integral to culture in general, elsewhere in the world, and India in particular, have been instrumental in molding the socio-political processes to a considerable extent. The socio-religious movements have proved to be instruments of national consciousness in the 19th and early 20th century. However, with the passage of time, due to one or the other reason, they have acquired communal and political color. The religious rivalries within and between the communities have roots that are centuries old, and these tensions at times are exacerbated by poverty, class, and ethnic differences, which have erupted into periodic violence throughout the country's 57 years history. The government has made some effort, not always successfully, to prevent these incidents and to restore communal harmony when they do occur. However, tensions between Muslims and Hindus and between Hindus and Christians continue to pose a challenge to the concepts of secularism, tolerance, and diversity on which the Indian state was founded. Despite the incidents of violence and discord, relations between various religious groups generally are amicable among the substantial majority of people. The general perception about the plurality of Indian society is that it brings religious leaders together to diffuse religious tensions. The annual Sarvadharma Sammelan, all religious convention, and the frequently held Hindu-Urdu poetry session, Mushaira, are some events that help improve inter-community relations. Prominent secularists of all religions make public efforts to show respect for other religions by celebrating their holidays and attending social events such as weddings and other functions. Institutions like bureaucracy and army consciously forge loyalties that transcend religious beliefs. After episodes of violence against Christians, Muslim groups have protested against the mistreatment of Christians by Hindu extremists, and in 2001, prominent Catholics spoke out against the killing of Sikhs in Kashmir. Christian clergy and spokespersons for Christian organizations issued public statements condemning the violence in Gujarat, and Archbishop of Gandhinagar, the capital of Gujarat, participated in a peace march in April 2003. These small incidents of communal harmony clearly pronounce that India is too diverse and pluralistic for any extremist ideology to entrench itself for long. But it is usage of religious by leaders which disturbs the communal harmony among people following different faiths. Here we want to wind up this lecture, and we have come to the end of the unit. Thank you so much for your attention.